Beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy, you're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, tonight's podcast is about the meaning of life. Is it a test of body, mind, or spirit, or a little bit of all three? So, without further ado, let us begin. What is the meaning of life? What is it about? Is it about the accumulation of things? Is it about the acquiring of things that we so desire? Well, it might be the pursuit of that, the journey there, the steps we take, and the learning experiences of acquiring those things, but it is not the thing itself. It's really all about the patterns that make up who we are. In essence, without diving into such deep philosophy at the moment, the simple layman way of putting it would be to say that life is about more than the sum of our parts. But in a sense, it's not really about the circumstances either. I'm talking about the circumstances surrounding us, the things that we encounter, our problems, our struggles, our difficulties, our triumphs, in contrast. No, it could also very well be that it is a matter of what we are made of, not the circumstances, but what we are made of. Starting from day one, who we are, and throughout life, we're constantly bumping heads with that which conflicts with who we are. So essentially, life is about that conflict of some kind. It's always really about that. I know some other people might say contrary to what I'm telling you, but the world is not necessarily this, you know, wonderful place. It's a wondrous place in essence, but when we talk about society and people, jobs, going to school, growing up in a family, having a relationship, becoming an adult, as they say. No, it's a lot of struggle and conflict and difficulty. As we get older, our bodies age and things become harder for us. What we used to take for granted is now a challenge. People who are of a much older age than many, I could put it that way, people who are in their middle age years or even on up into your senior years, oh boy, you know, things can get real tough on the body. Things can be very hard. But that's not the only type of hardship that we encounter or experience in life. So the meaning of life for me, and this is just Verloc talking here about the meaning of life, is a test of spirit. Body versus spirit. Mind, attitude versus spirit. What are we made of? I believe that all the things that we encounter, including our various changes throughout life, how we were at one point, how we are at another point, you know, going from the toddler years, the grade school years, the teenage years, the young adult years, the middle adulthood, and then, you know, going onward, becoming older and more grown up, I hope, we have these various different, you know, not really personality changes, might call them, but, you know, changes in consciousness and how we learn and adapt and how we behave. It does change over time in varying degrees. I mean, we still are basically essentially the child that we started out as, you know, age 3, you're a certain type of person. Age 6, you learn how to become another type of person. You know, there's the neuroscience of, you know, when we become six-year-olds, between the ages of 6 and 7, I think it is, the frontal lobe of the brain changes based on, you know, observing various things in life, whether it's other people's facial expressions or the way people behave, they think. And I'm sure there's a lot going on a psychical level or an invisible level through the frontal lobe as well. I mean, we wouldn't be into all this psionic stuff if we didn't believe in that. It's one of those things to consider as well. But I don't want to digress too much here on that topic. The meaning of life is how we build up ourselves after going through various challenges. But a number of people believe that life is about winning. Yep, there's people who think that life is about winning. I'm sorry, but I believe that life is often, more often than not, about the opposite of winning. It is learning how to lose without being a sore loser, and how to keep our spirits up even if the world breaks us down. You know, there's an old saying, there's always a bigger fish. Yeah, you're always going to run up against someone bigger and better than you, no matter what. Or life circumstances might be tougher than what you're made of. But that gives us an opportunity to self-reflect, do a little retrospecting perhaps, and make certain adjustments. You know, that is to say, if we discover who we are in the face of circumstances, we discover who we are and we don't like something about ourselves, we have to ask ourselves why that is. Why it is that we don't like something about ourselves. Is it truly something that we should change, or is it just that we've developed an attitude about something about ourselves because of external influences, or because of what somebody else has said to us about ourselves, or what they believe and what they think? You know, the learning about ourselves is essential in psionics. In psionics, because this is a psionics podcast, I got to talk about it. In psionics, we need to be brutally honest about ourselves to ourselves. You don't have to tell everybody else, but at least when you're learning about yourself as a student in psionics, you need to be brutally honest about yourself. Back when I was first beginning psionics, my former mentor had me stand in front of a mirror and remove my clothing and face myself, and then speak into a tape recorder what I think. Now, of course, he wasn't present during the time, you know, standing behind me like, okay, Tom, take your clothes off. No, it wasn't anything like that. We didn't have that type of relationship. This is a family program. Shame on you for thinking about those sort of things. No, I'm just kidding. But no, what happened is I started to learn how to just be honest with myself. And once we can do that, then it's real. From there on forward, it's a whole lot easier to make certain changes. Now, there are some things that we can't change about ourselves, including there certain aspects about the way we look that we can't change everything about ourselves. Yeah, you can go to a gym, you know, and you can eat healthier and all that, and you can shave, you know, take care of your hygiene, but, you know, you can't just change what you're born as. We, you know, and sometimes we have to come to terms about that. You know, you need to also enjoy who you are in this life incarnation. You know, it's all for a purpose. It's all for a learning experience, and what you learn and grow with is what you're going to take with you when you leave this life. You know, at one time, back in the early days of metaphysics, society was wondering, you know, where are we at? Where are we at with, you know, all this new technology coming in and science and different ways of thinking? You know, how do we look at society as a whole? It's always this external view of the whole rather than ourselves. I believe Psionics could in some way be the new foundation upon which a vision of the whole might be grounded. My reasoning for this is because psionics has the potential to put the individual into direct contact with actual being, existence, or the real substance of the things or concepts that individuals are concerned with. Therefore, the exploration of things which have value to the individual are within that person's reach. Of course, depending upon the amount of regular practice that the individual is willing to invest in his machines and instruments. And by extension, you know, we'll no longer think in terms of blaming external entities or the authorities for not giving us a clear picture of the whole view of society or of the meaning of our existence, the meaning of life, because we will have the tools to look for these answers ourselves as individuals in our homes with our own machines. And, you know, whether we are exploring reality with our wishing machines or perhaps with a prayer board type of instrument, it will be in its entirety up to each person. Every individual involved in psionics and to each person, his own findings will define him or her what reality actually is. Now, albeit, this might sound subjective to some people. This might sound subjective to some of you listening right now, but most of life is actually subjective. It's only that ordinarily it is of a collectively felt subjectivity, mistaken to be of actual objective factuality. Furthermore, the psionics has the power to project our subjective and inner experiences into the outer and objective world for other people to experience. Yeah, that's power. Thus, we are not only masters of ourselves, but potentially the master of all else that is. For let it be known that whatever exists can be known, and if it can be known, it can be analyzed, and at some point it can be controlled. That is the nature of consciousness and psionic power. Let's talk about winning and losing for a moment. You know, back when I was about 17 or 18, I think it was, I had a job that paid me $7.25 per hour. Now, I worked real hard with my psionics, focusing on a very special type of amplifying pattern that had a special magic key in it that I put together myself intuitively. And I used all of my focused concentration. What happened is I created a thought form that went out and got me exactly what I asked for, with a little bonus. I ended up down the road making $28 an hour. Now, how did I go from making $7 an hour, 25 cents, to making $28 an hour? Well, magic, of course. And that's possible for everyone to do. But when I look at what I gained from it, I gained a number of various experiences along the way. But I don't have that money in my pocket anymore. What I have is a learning experience that I get to take with me into the next life, the afterlife, or whatever existence I go into. I get to take that experience with me, and albeit, I get to take that power of influence with me. Because I see it this way, in the next life, why would things be any easier than they are right now, in this life? Some people might disagree. I simply think that there's no reason to believe that the next life will be this perfect, you know, absolutely perfect world. It's going to have its various challenges as well. If I take a look at losing, now let's look in contrast to what I was talking about. I've had my situations where, you know, I've maybe gone to some doctors that roughed me up or were dishonest, or I've used business services that were dishonest and I lost something. Maybe I was personally injured, and so I have that feeling of indignation. That too is also an experience that shapes me, but it shapes me in a way as to how I choose to allow it to shape me. So I want to move forward with my life and project positively, but with the knowledge that the world is a difficult place. It doesn't mean that we have to project from our mind that life is this miserable, arena of conflict, but we should know it in the back of our mind that life is indeed going to put us into circumstances which challenge what we're made of. And that's my take on the meaning of life. Your personal power is important. I recommend that you embrace psionics and learn as much as you can about yourself and about the art of psionics and about the science of metaphysics. So if you enjoy these podcasts, please patronize my psionic shop. And until next time, keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.